Hello and welcome to chappies.org. Today I have with me Ethne Lemming from Gemstones Education, who we have had before, and welcome. I have Judith Mobbs, who is Assistant Director of Skills at Suffolk County Council. Welcome.
Hello.
And once again we have Chris Sewell, who is Chairperson of FSB Suffolk and is also one of their policy advisors. We have in Suffolk a programme called Raising the Bar, which is aiming to raise the level of education and standards within Suffolk. Now, we're quite a wealthy county, and one of the things that I was quite shocked at, obviously by my accent, I am not from this county, was actually where we were in the ratings with regards to education. How has that come about, then, Judith?
Yes, well, you're right. We are far too low down the ratings in terms of educational achievement. And I think it's come about for a number of reasons. I think one reason is complacency. And I think that's almost the biggest reason. I think generally in Suffolk, people are comfortable. There's been plenty of job opportunities that haven't necessarily had to required high qualifications. People have been able to earn a good wage in the past without having to focus too much on education, and overall there has been complacency in the system. And Raising the Bar is about trying to change that and helping us to all recognise that we need to do better by our young people. So I'd just like to caveat that by saying that there are many good schools in the county, there are many very good teachers, and good leaders in the school system. The problem we have is there's too much variability.
Right, and that's where Raising the Bar comes in, to try and get that a good standard, of course. Now, Ethne, you've had quite a few years in Suffolk Education.
I have.
When you started in Suffolk Education, what standards were in place then?
Well, Suffolk had an enviable reputation for much of the time, much of the 22 years that I worked there. It was, and in fact sometimes people say to me from outside the county, oh, you know, what's happened to Suffolk? Because it was always held up as a beacon, and, you know, certainly that was so in terms of Ofsted's view of it. In the 90s, it had beacon status for its school improvement services. And the key points there, which were picked out by Ofsted, were that actually it had a very good system, data, it was data rich, and it knew its schools, and at that time that was quite unusual.
Right.
And so there was a very kind of gifted advisor that worked in the local authority, and he was very, very good at the managing all the data on schools, and, you know, provided very good reports. And the other aspect of that, which I was proud of at the time because I was partly responsible for that, was actually about the parent partnership service and its school improvement function. It now works differently, but it really worked with schools to, in such a way as to really involve parents and to enable them to develop systems to encourage parents to become involved in their children's learning.
Right, and that still, as far as I'm aware, you know, that's still something that all schools encourages parents to assist
that's right.
and get children to a standard that they hope is acceptable. Now, as a small business, I see your end production. I see the 16 and 18 year olds who come to me, and I see their writing and their spelling, and I'm shocked. I mean, some of these children have gone through the whole of the education system for 10 years and slightly more, and they can't write, they can't converse. And within the Federation of Small Businesses, this is something that we've taken quite seriously, and we've looked at apprentice schemes, and we've looked at our responsibility as employers, what we have to do, which is fine if you are a large company. But if you're somebody like myself, you know, there's only a few of us here. If I've got to start trying to educate somebody, that's not the standards we need in business, is it?
No, it's not. But, of course, times have changed. And when I was younger, and when you were younger, the apprenticeship structure was somewhat different. You could look for 4 or 5 year apprenticeships as the norm. Now it's only the very traditional businesses have that kind of length of apprenticeship. I mean, BT do quite a long one. Plumbing does. Electricians do. Because it's built into their structure to be able to make somebody actually deal with very difficult and often dangerous situations. But the concept of the short apprenticeship, the problem with it is that a longer apprenticeship, the first year had a period of time, which we have to acknowledge, where the socialisation of a young person, getting up in the morning, getting into work, how you dealt with other people at work, was often dealt with in that first year. And you knew that you would then start to be able to address the issues of the really address the issues. You were addressing skill sets from the room, but you could really address the issues of skill sets. That's not the case now. So the problem that we have is that the schools are more independent, the curriculum keeps changing, and we're yet expecting as employers for the training of the young person to be able to hit the ground running should take place within the school. So that when they come out of the school, for the 2 years that we have them in a modern apprenticeship, we get something out of them. Well, maybe. I'm a little bit doubtful about that. I still don't think that we've reached the point where we've got an apprenticeship structure that is fit for purpose. Having said that, we have to deal with what we have to deal with. The county has to deal with what it has to deal with, has to support it as best they can, and we have to deal with it. But I think as a lobby organisation, does us no harm to remind government that some countries, and we've talked about it before, like we did the last one about Make Me German television programme, that when you put proper apprenticeship structures into medium and small sized businesses, as the Germans have done for years, you get a much better growth within the economy. And we're not really facing that.